Nestled in the bright, beautiful auditorium at Munoz Marin Elementary School, parents listen to the first round of pitches from both the existing school leadership and Aspira, a charter organization with roots in this very Latino section of North Philly. The school district selected Munoz Marin for charter conversion because the number of students scoring proficient on standardized tests dropped by more than 15% in recent years.
Since we are working with the school district budget, we have limited funds.
That's Munoz Marin principal Emina Carino. After 11 years as assistant principal, she was promoted last fall. The school, she explained, teaches a higher than average population of students who come from low-income families, who are still learning English, and who have wide-ranging special education needs.
We need to improve, but at the same time, we need to be fair. This population needs a lot of more intervention, a lot of more time to secure, and a lot of more support.
Munoz Marin's test score declines parallel a trend in the district overall. After some teachers and administrators were caught fudging answers and scores, test security was tightened and scores dropped.
So we have been supporting this community for 45 years.
That's Aspira's executive director, Alfredo Calderon.
This is part of what we do. It's who we are. We're part of this community. We live and work in this community.
If Munoz Marin becomes an Aspira school, as a Renaissance charter, it must serve all students living within neighborhood boundaries. Aspira already runs two Renaissance charters, Alani High and Stetson Middle. That's a 6th through 8th grade school, a stone's throw from Munoz Marin. The schools serve similar demographic populations, but Munoz Marin's growth is down, while Stetson's test score growth is up.
They're just saying that we have to improve in this, have to improve in that. Well, you had time to improve, and it's not done.
That's Maxie Martinez, a grandparent of a third grader at Munoz Marin. She says her grandchild has been bullied at the school. Martinez came to the meeting with an open mind, but has been leaning heavily towards voting Aspira. Her four daughters all went to district-run schools at first, but then transferred to a charter.
And I have four diplomas at home. My kids have careers. You know, they've moved on, and, you know, they're doing really well. I don't think it would have happened in public school.
Although she won't get to vote in the election, her daughter will.
She's fed up. She's at a point where she doesn't want to have him here. My grandson gets here and he wants to cry.
Many in the crowd did not share Martinez's view, providing much-heeded testimony detailing an overall mistrust in Aspira and charter schools in general.
You can show me any number you want to show me up on that board, but that doesn't mean that it's true.
For Serena Williams, the logic is ninefold, as in the nine nieces and nephews attending Munoz Marin, aged 4 to 11, who live with her. She's obtained legal custody of them when her sisters couldn't care for them.
Parents was on drugs, left them, and I got them. They was in and out of foster care, and now they with me.
Williams and her kids know and love the faculty at Munoz Marin. If Aspira takes over the school, all will have to reapply for their jobs. She's worried about how massive teacher turnover could hurt her kids.
They already been through enough change, a lot of change at that. So I'm trying to think about the emotional damage that it's going to put them through with the different change when they coming back next year and see new faces. Can't be like, oh, I know her, I'm safe here.
Election day at Munoz Marin and the other school up for Renaissance charter conversion, Edward Steele in Nicetown, will occur on May 1st. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.